exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Hello, hello.
Good evening.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 here at UBC on unceded Musqueam territory. I am Bootsy Barker, and I'm here with...
McScruff. How's it going?
We hope your night is going quite well. You were just listening to Princess Century off her latest progress. The track was Shaughnessy. And then after that, some...
Alex G, off his album Beach Music, the song... the song Bright Boy. There we go.
A bright McScruff.
McScruff is not so bright.
So, McScruff, I thought that we would... Well, okay, so I was delving really far into the YouTube abyss today, as you do when you should be studying for your finals. And I came across, I had been told that this was a thing, but I came across compilation videos of the saddest moments from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
So, for example, you can watch a half hour of all of the saddest moments of arguably the sad. Yes, I cried.
I mean, I never watched Grey's Anatomy, so I don't have a connection to it emotionally, but, that sucks.
No, it felt good. It feels good to just realize that your life isn't as shitty as the Grey's Anatomy characters, who are going through some stuff.
Good.
And it all seems very small.
Yeah, you know, it's not so bad. I am wandering around campus. All I hear is people complaining about finals, and could be worse. So, yeah. Buck up, everybody.
You buck up. Buck up. Well, next, we will listen to local band Swim Team, their song Recourse, off of their Freedom and Constraint album.
I'm trying to find you. I wake up again with half-shut eyes. Feel you under my skin. Feel so high. Again. When I look in your eyes, it all begins. But I keep on running from this feeling of you. Feel so high. Again. Everything's changing. Everything will change.
Thank you.
And we're back. That
was just Jerry Paper with the song Reprogram Ourselves.
Great. Thank you for sharing that, Mixcroft. So I thought that we could talk about a little thing I came across on the internet today. Again, procrastinating. I found an article that talked about how scientists in Russia are now using rats to sniff out bombs and things like that by sending the rats in and then reading their brain waves.
Okay.
But, so pretty cool. But the little rats in the pictures have their heads in clamps and then their little brains are exposed. And they have electrodes in their brains all the time.
So is it, like, painful?
I don't know. Is
the
it?
Rats?
Here's the thing, is they're supposed to replace dogs.
It's better than dogs, in my opinion, because I'm a dog lover.
Me too.
And look at any science lab and way worse things are happening to rats, probably. Maybe.
I don't know. Tough.
I'm not in science. But I think that's out there. So long live dogs, I guess.
Long live dogs. I'm just confused. Like, why couldn't you just train the rat to tell you that it smells a person in a pile
Instead
of rubble?
Of putting electrodes in its brain.
Because they'll do that. At UBC, they were training rats to, like, voluntarily go get shots. They'd, like, come up to you and you give them a shot, and then go back to their cage.
Hmm.
You could train these rats. You don't have to.
For sure. It's the lazy...
Yeah.
It's the lazy approach. Just put electrodes in our brain.
Or the brain of a rat. You were thinking about getting a rat for a while.
I was thinking about getting a rat. Actually, a couple rats. I think they'd be better in pairs. But soon. I think I'll have one soon enough.
Would you put it in a cage? Would it run free?
It would just live on my shoulder, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be one of those mixed gruffs.
Well, next up, we're going to play Deep Shadows by Little Anne. Little Anne didn't make a break for herself when she recorded these songs, but recently she had a revival in the UK and played out for a sold-out show. So here's Little Anne.
Don't seem to care. We guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
Know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was you held my hand, warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I did not know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love and there it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise. What time it is now? Then I met you. Oh. what a lovely time it was, how sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was, you held my hand, warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, hear your voice, feel your touch, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love and there it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise and I know what time it is now.
There's some scraping by. At least it's cute that I tried. I wrote some songs that I sung. And have you heard? I'm so young. And my soul's love. I heard about being young. But I'm not sure how it's done.
back. Welcome. This is 101.9 CITR, live from unceded territory on Musqueam land. I'm here with Mick Scruffs. I'm Bootsy Barker. And that was Window Shades by U.S. Girls, an album that I have had on repeat all week because it was one of those albums that I knew had come out and I knew it was good and I didn't get around to listening to it, but when I did,
it was good.
It was very good.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, listen to that one. Before that, we had played, had some calmer tracks. I Didn't Know What Time It Was, a cover by Cécile McLaurin-Salvant. And before that was Into the Blue by Aura Kogan, a local femme folk rocker. So, it's getting late. We're going to be off the air in a little bit. But man, it's been a good few minutes.
A great night. Glad to hang out with all of you guys tonight. Whether you're hitting the books or hitting the streets. we're pleased to be here playing some chill tunes that you can
chill to,
yeah.
Next up, we've got a late spring track. Late Spring won Shindig a few Tuesdays ago, and they played at the Discorder fundraiser. This is It Is My Bod.
On one of these little boogers, and in exactly half an hour, a brand new crop of hair will start growing out all over the top of your little noggin, and a mustache, and a beard.
Who wants a beard?
Well, beatniks for one, folk singers and motorbike riders, You know, all those hip, jazzy, super cool, neat, keen, and groovy cats. It's in the fridge, Daddy-O. Are you hep to the jive? Can you dig what I'm laying down? I knew that you could slide me some skin. So, brother.
Suburban.
sac. Veux-tu un sac? As-tu déjà un sac? Est-ce que vous voulez que j'y mette ton sac?
Flash it, flash it, sounds like a link. Flash it, flash it, sounds like a link.